is The Naked Scientist with Chris and Dave and Phil. We're taking your science questions. David's in Norwich. Hello, David.
Hello, Chris. I'm a very practical person, and I've got an oven, which is it doubles as a microwave oven as well. And it's lined with stainless steel, and I just wondered why, in fact, you can't put metal dishes in or metal trays inside an oven that's lined with stainless steel.
Well, when they say you can't put metal dishes inside the oven, it isn't. You can put them in, and sometimes it'll work, and other times it won't. Basically, what happens in an oven is you get radio waves, microwaves, going backwards and forwards across the oven, and they reflect off the two ends. And it's a bit like sending waves down a piece of rope, wobble them backwards and forwards. If you wobble at the right speed, you get sort of a stationary pattern called a standing wave. Now, the problem is sometimes if you put a piece of metal in there, you can cause a reflection, which will send an awful lot more energy back into the magnetron, which is making the microwaves in the first place. That can cause it to explode. I don't think that happens very often anymore. And the other thing which can happen is if you have two bits of metal which are very close to each other, you get the radio waves make electricity run backwards and forwards along them, and sometimes you get a very big voltage between the two pieces and you can get sparks going across. So it's fine as long as it's in big lumps at the edges, but sometimes it's not fine if you have the wrong configuration in the microwave.
Would you like to have a go at the quiz, David? Quick go at the quiz?
Can I have a quick other question?
So, a little tiny bit short for time, actually.
Oh, wait, okay, quick go at the quiz.
All right, then. So the yellow colour, which you see in someone who is jaundiced, is caused by an excess of the chemical called bilirubin. Is that science fact or science fiction?
Fiction.
I'm afraid not. When you break down old red blood cells, they're destroyed, making this bilirubin, and all the iron goes into bilirubin, and that's what makes you go yellow.
Sorry, David, you needed to get it right in order to get through this week, so sorry about that. But thank you for a great question. Great to have you on The Naked Scientist.
Thank you.